Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so Jesse Waters kind of nailing this about the Shamali situation. I've been waiting for somebody to figure this out. Because the media has been treating what is obviously a nationwide Democrat fraud problem as if it's unique to Somali immigrants and Minnesota. It is not. And when you see state employees saying, listen, for like a decade, we've been screaming, about this, and particularly in the last 5 years at Tim Walz, and when whistleblowers came forward to say, hey, there's massive fraud here, probably billions of dollars, he punished the whistleblowers. Meanwhile, they lowered the fraud controls. Yes, this is going on in every Democrat state. And Jesse Waters on Fox News may be one of the few who gets it.
Somalia, terrible place, civil war. Clinton comes in, Black Hawk down, feels guilty, says the way we're going to do this, we'll just bring them all here, and just starts paroling tens of thousands of Somalians into Minnesota. Now, why Minnesota of all places? It's not warm. It's not like New York City. It's because the Latin American migrants hadn't gotten there yet. So the business community was like, let's send them to Minneapolis because that'll keep profits up and keep the wages down. And then we could all pat ourselves on the back and say diversity is our strength. Right. So everybody gets social security numbers and everybody gets welfare. And they form this huge voting block in the city. I think it's 80,000 Somalians are in the state of Minnesota and they all vote Democrat. And so who figured this whole thing out? Doge. What did we hear in the beginning of the year? That criminals were ripping off nonprofits. They were just stealing money. Dana's right. They happened in New York. It happened in L.A. Remember they had, was it $24 billion for the homeless? You don't think this is happening in every city across the country?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Where the money's going. Democrats are always so worried about inflation and the social welfare net. It's because criminals are stealing it and they won't do anything about it. And they didn't.
Okay. And that's why we're looking at this wrong. City Journal reporting after interviewing Thompson, who is the federal attorney here, he said, look, these three schemes to steal $1 billion out of Minnesota with the help of Democrat Party officials, because that's what they're doing. They turn the fraud controls down to zero and then turn their back on it. He said the three that we're learning about out of Minnesota, the $1 billion stolen, that's three out of 28. 28 of these fraud schemes that are largely immigrant, largely Somali focused. That's just because the immigrant community there is largely Somali. I guarantee you this is not just a Somali thing. The Democrats have taught illegals to do this and their little minion groups sign them up and they are defrauding the country. It is the answer to the question, folks. You've been listening to me for a long time. I've been saying, how do you bring in 12 million people when there are no jobs? You got to feed them. When the Democrat Party is destroying America from within, primarily destroying the economy, we now know there were entire quarters during the Biden administration where no jobs were created. They lied, remember? They made these job pronouncements, oh, where we create 100,000, 200,000 jobs, and then later they revised it down to zero for the month. Even if they had created the jobs, you can't add 12 million people to the workforce. It's really 25 because that doesn't count the visa overstays. They let 12 million over the open border. Where do you think these people work? Americans are so dumb this way. Oh, under the table. Really? 12 million jobs in 4 years under the table? Really? You believe that? That math does not work. And it really doesn't work for 25 million. By the way, those are just the illegals who visa overstayed. That doesn't count the million that came in a year on visas for a total of four. So now we're up to 30 million. Well, we don't create those kind of jobs. Where do you think these people are? And it's like, and Americans are still walking around repeating Chamber of Commerce talking points. Jobs Americans won't do. Bull. There are no jobs, period. Yeah, the Chamber wants these people to depress the wages. Sure, and some of them have worked under the table. But again, the first time something was really wrong, and I brought it to you and made much of it, was when Center for Immigration Studies did the poll of illegals, and 51% of them said, no, we're not working. Well, how are you eating? There's 12 million of you. Well, 25, counting the visa overstays. Now we know. It's not enough to just defraud the food stamp program. You, folks, you can't enroll 25 million people on a food stamp program, think nobody's going to notice. You got to spread it out. That's what this is. So they defraud the Medicaid program. They turn it into cash. They don't spend it on medicine. They hand it out. So we're talking about, okay, the autism program. Well, that's a program with no fraud controls. So what do you do? Well, for each Somali parent who brings a kid in and says, oh, my kid's autistic, you get between $500 and $1,400 a month. That's what they're living on. And that is why the autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota went from, get this, 3 million under Trump in 2018, 54 in 2019, 77 million in 2020, 183 million in 21, 279 million in 22, 400 million in 23, and so on. Now we're into $500 million. It's all fake. They're living off of it. The fraud is with the immigrants who took the money. We're focusing on the people at the top. Yeah, they bought Rolls Royces and fancy clothes and mansions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's in Turkey and yeah, okay, and a lot of it went to Al-Shabaab, okay. But that's just the shuffling at the top. The fraud is with the Somalis. And this is why 1 in 16 Somali children in Minnesota is now diagnosed as having autism. They don't have autism. They're living off your back like leeches. And Tim Walz turned his back and persecuted people who tried to report it. At least 28 fraud scandals have surfaced since Walz was elected in 2019. 28, that's the level of the fraud. This is just three, and it equals $1 billion. This is federal taxpayer money run through the state, most of it. This raises the question, City Journal writes, what happened to all the money? The Somali fraud rings have sent huge sums in remittances or money transfers from Minnesota to Somalia. According to reports, an estimated 40% of households in Somalia get remittances from abroad. 40%. In 2023 alone, the Somali diaspora, that's Somalis living in the U.S., sent back, are you ready for this? In 2023 alone, $1.7 billion. More than the Somali government's budget for that year. That's the level of the theft. So when you're looking at this and you understand something, and I keep saying this to you, federal spending has doubled in the last 4 years. We've gone from a little over 3 million to a little over 7 million. I'm sorry, trillion. A little over 3 trillion, a little over 7. And remember what we did. We printed the money during COVID for those checks, right? To pay people not to work for, it turns out, no reason. And we never stopped spending the money. So we spend it every year now, as if we're paying people to stay home. And I said, well, that's an ungodly amount of money. Where's it going? Somalia. This incentivizes them to leave their homeland and come here. Well, I can come to America, do fraud. Democrats will pay me to vote, and I will just send the money home, right? And to stay here. Our investigation reveals for the first time that some of this money's been directed to an even more troubling destination, the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic terror group Al-Shabaab. According to multiple law enforcement sources, Minnesota's Somali community has spent untold millions through a network of hawalas, informal clan-based money traders that have wound up in the coffers of Al-Shabaab. Just one of those networks, according to the Federal Joint Terrorism Task Force, just one out of just Minnesota sent $20 million abroad in a single year. So if you're wondering, wow, you know, we doubled it from like 3.5, 4 trillion to a little over 7 trillion. Where'd that money go? Al-Shabaab, Minnesota, paying off. Folks, and again, I played you the Steve Hilton Fox News investigative reporter clip earlier. One Afghani Uber driver gets $7,000 a month in welfare benefits. That's illegal. That's where the money went. That's where it went. Remember when Doge went into Treasury and they had to physically grapple with them to get into the payment system? This is why. Remember when we found out that fully from Doge, 22% of the payments were going to bank accounts where they just had a number, no name, no program. It doesn't match up to anything in the budget. This is why. They're being signed up in Democrat states at the local level. Now, let me tie it all together. Because folks, I don't want you to get mad. This is good news because we're doing something about it. This is what it takes to fight this. Two stories in the top 10 today. Take away nothing else from the show today. Take this away. Number one. 21 Democrat states are refusing to turn over their voter rolls. Why? When you sign up fraudulently for the welfare, they sign you up to vote. That's one of the stories. Trump administration is now suing them for the voter rolls. They're refusing to turn them over. Story number two, 21 Democrat states refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. Refusing. And the Trump administration saying, fine, we're not going to pay. We're not going to pay. We just won't pay for food stamps this month. Democrats are going to be screaming bloody murder, but they know what's on that list. Massive, 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 massive fraud. And if Trump doesn't pay, guess what? There's only one way out for these people. They don't have another way out. You're going to have to take that free plane ticket and the $1,000 ahead back to their countries. They'll get hungry fast, and Democrats know it. That's where the civil war is right now. The civil war to replace American voters with the shadow nation Democrats imported. And folks, I gotta tell you, it's looking good to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.